Okay, today's daf is Peah daf Mem Tes, the last couple of lines of the fifth perek of Maseches Peah, perek Gadish, and then we'll get into perek Beis Shammai. Again, this Masechta Shirim were sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we discussed in the last Mishnah of the perek relating to Shichacha. Shichacha is only in the final stage of the gathering. If it's an earlier stage, I'm going to have a later gathering, so then it's not Shechacha. And if it's after the main gathering, it's also not Shechacha. It's only at that magical moment that is in the stages of the main gathering to the grain. Then we spoke about if it's just earlier, like making hats or making small bundles, so then it is not. Lo umrin, so around the top of Mem Tazim and Aleph, lo umrin, if somebody's making little bundles, that is not going to be shechacha. And now we have a limud for all of these drushes. Amar Reb Yochanan or Amar Reb Yonah, ki siktsar kitzircha visadecha, vishachachta omer basada, when you harvest in your field and you forget the omer in your field. Ma katsir, she'ein acharav katsir. Just like harvesting, you can only do once. Right? You can't harvest twice. Once you cut it, you cut it. So just like harvesting, the harvesting discussed is the harvesting of a final stage, because it's the only stage. Af omer, she'ein acharav omer. So to omer, where there is no stage afterwards, no major gathering afterwards, and that is when the chiyuv of shicha is. That's just explaining all the drushes of the Mishnah, that it's not if it's for hats or for komasos or the other drushes. Okay, Adonai Gadish, now let's get into the sugya of hefker. Says the Mishnah, we've referred to this already at least once in the Masechta, maybe twice. Beis Shammai Omer, what is this doing here? This is a machlokas about hefker between Beis Shammai Hillel that has to do with Shas. Right? Beis Shammai Omerim hefker la'aniyim hefker. Beis Shammai says, if I'm mafkir, fey and vey sometimes switch. So if I'm mafkir to aniyim, that is hefker. Hefker doesn't have to be ownerless to everybody, but I could just make it ownerless to aniyim. Regarding ashirim, they can't take it. An ashir, a rich man is not allowed to take it. Only an ani. So that works. That's hefker. Lamai nafkamina, it's padavim trumas and maestros. Right? Hefker is padavim trumas and maestros. That's a Yerushalmi elsewhere, the beginning of maestros, where the Yerushalmi says, trumas and maestros are given to the Levi because he has no portion with you. Ki ein lo chelek v'nachala imach. The Gemara darshins, yotza hefker, hefker, he's equal with you. You only have to give maestros from Tavua that he doesn't have a portion of. But if he has a portion, same as you, right, he has the same chelik v'nachal imach, then there's no chiv. That's how you know that hefker is pater from Trumas and Maestros. So Beis Shammai says, if I'm mafkir something just for aniyim, that is hefker, and it's pater from Trumas and Maestros. So Beis Hillel, Omer Hillel says, no, wrong. Eino hefker, acha yafker, afla ashirim, kishmita. Hefker is only, if you make it hefker, totally ownerless, even to the rich, like Shemitah. Like Shemitah, Perah Shemitah are hefker. So too, all hefker is learned out from there, the pashtus of the Mishnah. All hefker is learned out from Perah Shviyas, and just like Perah Shviyas are hefker to everybody, not just the poor, so too, Beis Hillel says, all hefker is only hefker when it is hefker to all. What is this Mishnah doing here? Right, why are we talking about hefker here? Right, this is the Mishnah. So there is a parallel, right? The matnis aniyim are hefker, automatically hefker to the poor. I wasn't mafkir it, but the halacha is that when I drop it, it only goes to the poor. And shichacha, right, when I have to leave it there, it only goes to the poor. So it is connected. It is connected. And again, like we always point out, where should this be? Where should this be? You can only ask the question of why is it here for where it has a better place. Well, I'll give you a better place, at least according to the Rambam. Right? A better place might be in Maseches Nedarim. Because in Maseches Nedarim, the Rambam's, I think we discussed this a week or so ago. The Rambam talks all about Dine Hefker in Hilchos Nedarim, in the second parak of Hilchos Nedarim. And the Rambam starts off, Parak Beis Halacha Yudalad, Ha Hefker, Aval Bishaino Neder, Harayu Kamo Neder, Shazal Alachzerbo, Hefker is like a Neder. Right, just like I promise to do something, I commit to make my stuff ownerless. The Rambam says hefker is like a form of a neder, so it could be there. So what is it? We'll get back to the lashon of the Rambam in a couple of minutes. But the Ras Yirlio says here, well, we mentioned hefker earlier in the last parak, right? We mentioned hefker in the last parak. Remember what we mentioned it back on Davlamet Ches Amad Aleph. The Gemara, the Mishnah said there that leket shif and pay of a guy. If a goy is leaves lechet shechen peya, it's not lechet shechen peya. It's chayiv and meiser. Ela im kein hifkir. Unless he was totally mafkir. If a goy is totally mafkir, so then it's going to be pater from shumas and meiseris. But the lechet shechen peya of a goy is not. So hefker was mentioned there. So if hefker is mentioned there, that's good enough for the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi puts it here. But that's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What's the svara? We're going to get to the sources in the Gemara. But what's the svara? What's the nekudas machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? If you, again, it's based on psukim, whether you compare it to Shemitah or not. But again, it might be related to the classic discussion of the Achronim, and that is, how do we look at Hefker? Is Hefker a Hakna'ah or a Siluk? Right, that's the language that's used by the Achronim. Does Hefker mean that I remove my bialis? I remove myself from the item. I don't really do anything to the item, I just remove myself. I'm a salik myself. The same question is asked by Mechila. Is Mechila a siluk or a haknah? When I say, you don't have to pay me back the money that you owe me. So is that ki'ilu, I got the money and I'm giving it back to you? Right? It's a haknah back, or it's no, I'm removing myself and therefore you don't have to fulfill your chiyuv because I'm removing myself from the obligation. Same question there by Mechila. Siluk versus haknah. See here by Hefker, am I removing my bialus and then in that way, you know, it's memela ownerless? Or am I being makne it to Rishus Hefker? I'm actively doing something to make it ownerless. That record, that could be in Machlokas. There's a Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos in Bava Metzia, whether Hefker is considered Da'as Acheres Makne. Whether it's considered, right, when I pick it up from Hefker, is that Kilu I got it from the one who had been Mafkir or not? That's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in the first parak of Bava Metzia. According to Rashi, it's nechshav das acheres makneh. So then maybe because Rashi holds hefker is a hakna'a. It's not just a removal. While Tosfos says, no, hefker is a siluk. Hefker is just a removal of my bialus. And then, therefore, it's not going to be considered das acheres makneh. And there are other nafkaminas. Could he be to that chakira? Could he be mafker on Shabbos? Or is there any issue about being mafker on Shabbos? The Achronim say, maybe it's totally, if it's a siluk, there's no problem with doing a siluk on Shabbos, removing yourself from an item legally, but Hakanah, we know there are no kinyanim on Shabbos. Right? We don't do kinyanim on Shabbos, so then it could be a problem. So that is two nafkaminas in terms of Hefker or siluk. But maybe that's Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Maybe Beis Shammai Beis Hillel talking about that too. Right? If you're misalek yourself or you're being makne, which way would you go? The Achronim aren't so clear. Right, if you're makne it, does it make more sense? You can be makne it to whoever you want to be makne it to. Even just to aniyim, you can be makne it to. So maybe Shammai says it's haknah. You can, you know, be makne it to a specific address. If you remove your bialis, only for regarding some people, not other people. A little harder. Probably smoother to say, no, if you remove, you remove yourself. And now it's open to everybody. Right, siluk, and that maybe that's Beis Hillel says it's more of a siluk, while Beis Shammai would say it is more of a, it can be a haknah, and therefore that could be another nafkamina. Maybe the Gemara is going to say it's based on psukim, but that could be a svara Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So let's continue, and then maybe we'll read more of the Rambam in a little bit. So machlokas. Next, first we get back to Shechacha, and then we'll get back to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Kol Omri Asad Shel Kav. What if all the bundles of the field are one kav each volume? V'yechad shel arba'as kavin, and one of them was four kav. So obviously, you look at this field, you see one bundle which is much bigger than the rest. V'shchacha, and you forgot that big bundle. So is that big bundle shichacha? So machloka b'shamay yomer meinu shichacha. B'shamay says it's not shichacha because it's clear. You're not going to forget that. It's clearly, it's much bigger than all the other bundles. So even if you want to say you'll forget the other bundles, that one you're not going to forget. It is not shichacha. Says the Mara Folda, Begamar Mefarish Taimayu, Lafisha Yachol Lechalcham Velasmeim Shura. We'll get to the Bezhmer at the end of today's year or the next year. Because if you split it up into pieces, maybe it's looked at as if it's three or four bundles, which is a separate row. And a whole row can't be shichacha. Only a bundle could be shechacha, but if it's so big and you can split it up, so then, it could be looked at as not shechacha. And Beis Hillel says, no! But he says, you don't say rowan. You don't say rowan, ki'ilu, it's split up. It's one bundle! It's bigger? Okay, so what is bigger? So, that we'll see, is machlo Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says, no, even if it's bigger, it is shechacha. So, This is what the Mishnah says. Again, Beis Shammai says, even if it's 4-1, it's 4 kav, the other ones are 1 kav, it's not shechecha. Beis Hillel says, it is shechecha, 4-1. What about if it's 5-1, according to Beis Hillel? The Mishnah says, if it's 4 kav, and the others are 1 kav, it's still shechecha. What if it's 4.5 kav to 1? So the pashup shot of the Mishnah is that Beis Hillel just picks a number. Even if it's 10-1, the point is that you don't say it's keilu would split up, and you know you just it's all shechecha. It doesn't matter what the size is. That's the pashup shot of the Mishnah. I wouldn't have said dafka 4, but that's not how the Rambam reads it. The Rambam in Matnas Aniyim, the Rambam in Hey Yud Zayin says beferish hayukala omrim shel kav kav v'yechad shel arba'as kav in ushchacha harei zeh shechecha. If it's 1-4, it's shechecha. Yes, there are arba, eino shechecha. But if it's more than 4, if it's 4.5, the Rambam would agree that's shechecha. The Rambam is Beis Hillel. That's shechecha. Says the Radvaz, why? Because that is something very big, and it's misuyim. We'll get to that lashon. Kivan shu gadol kol kach kemishu misuyim dam, as if it's designated, and that therefore it would be enough. So the Radvaz doesn't comment about where the Rambam got this from. What? 4 is not misuyim, and 4.5 is misuyim. I guess there has to be a shiur in Ladavar Sof, right? All shiurim of Chazal have borders. But the Mishnah Melech there leaves the Rambam Mitzorachian. I don't know where he got this from. That's not how I would have read the Mishnah, taking that literally, 4-1, but if it's 5-1, it's okay. Lo yadati, says the Mishnah Melech. Heichan hu motzo, what is the source of the Rambam? Di'afta b'mastisan lo nakad elo l'shal dalav kavim. You're right, our Mishnah right here says 4 kav. Ein mikan hechrech lomar to call shu yeser mi dalav kavim. It's not muchrech to say that if it's more than four kav, to modu beis hillel, de'ino shechecha. You don't have to say that he would agree. De efshar de lo beis hillel, filo b'yeser mi dalav havi shechecha. Umay de nakad dalav kavim is beis shamai. That once it's 4, then it's not shechecha anymore. So I'm not sure, and he says Lefiza Nira Deinatam Lechalek Aliba De Beis Hillel. I don't think there's a reason to be Mechalek. V'Devar Rabbeinu Kais Tzrichim Atzli Talmud, says the Mishnah Melech Sorachian. I don't know where the Rambam gets this from. Sounds like for the Rambam, but it doesn't matter how big it is. If you look in the back, one of the Achronim, the Pnei Aryeh, says you're right. Just reading this Mishnah, I wouldn't have thought maybe there's any Chilukim. But there's another Mishnah. There's another Mishnah later on. And the Rambam maybe is bothered, how do you put these two Mishnahs together? The first Mishnah in the next parak. Right, the Rambam talks about, if there is a very special olive tree, right, there's 10 olive trees, but one of them is different. One of them is a different olive tree. It has a shame, it has a reputation, it makes a lot of olives. So that's not shechecha. That's not shechecha. Right, that's what the Mishnah says there in the beginning of the next parak. So says the Pnei Aryeh, the Rambam sees that Mishnah and says, Dover Misuyim works. Right? If it's something designated and something special, so there's gotta be some size. So maybe that's why the Mishnah only picks 4. According to the Rambam. That's how the Rambam might understand the Mishnah. Because it's only 4, because anything more than 4, the Beis Hillel would agree to. Okay, either way, this is, the Rambam Shita regarding the 4 and the 1. So let's get back to the first half of the Mishnah. So Beis Shammai says, you can make hefker just for aniyim, that's called hefker, and Beis Hillel says not. So Rabbi Chiya, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, tamay the Beis Shammai, what does Beis Shammai say that just hefker laniyim is hefker? Because it says, la'ani v'lager, right, it says in the Emor, la'ani v'lager tazovotam, right, leave it for the ani and for the ger. So ma tam v'lomar tazovotam, why does it say that phrase of leave it? It could have just said, la'ani v'lager yiyu. Could have said, they have it. What's the extra lashon of aziva? Yesh lecha aziva cheres kazu. So the drush is, there's another aziva, there's another letting it be, that's similar to this one. Mazula aniyim v'lo lashirim. And that is what? What's the other one? Hefker. So hefker, according to Beis Shammai, is compared to matnas aniyim. That just like matnas aniyim, mazula aniyim, is only laniyim v'lo lashirim. Af mashenemer b'makam acher, so too hefker laniyim v'lo lashirim. So Beis Shammai's, according to Yochanan, Beis Shammai's makar is a comparison, an extra phrase in the discussion of matnas aniyim, laniyim v'lager tazovotam. So we compare, just like matnas aniyim are only for aniyim, so too hefker could be only for aniyim. And Amar Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish says, Tamad de Beis Hillel, no, Tamad de Beis Hillel is from the Shemitah, Tish Mitena. It says, you shall be shamoted. Some lashon of letting it be. Umayin lomar, matam lomar unetashta. What's the love? Double lashon. Tishmetena. That's where the word shmita comes from that word. Tishmetena unetashta. You shall let it be. Yesh lacha netisha acheres kazu. There is another netisha and another leaving like this one, like shmita. Mazu ben laniyim ben lashirim. Af mashen emer b'makom acher ben laniyim ben lashirim. Right, so too what it says elsewhere, by Hefker ben laniyim ben lashirim. So Beis Shammai compares it to matnas aniyim, compares Hefker to matnas aniyim, just aniyim, and Beis Hillel compares it to Shmita. Right, neither, very different, focuses. There's an interesting comment of the Shemen Atov. Shemen Atov was Rabbi Dov Weinberger, who was a Rav of the Young Israel of Williamsburg for many years. There was a Young Israel in Williamsburg, and in the second volume, I think he has seven volumes now, amazing Machadish. So there in the Shemen HaTov on Shavuos, in his volume on Moadim, which is the second volume, the other six are all on the Parsha. So he quotes there the Rokeach, and he connects it to a Gra. What is the Gra? So the Gra we mentioned in other Parsha Shirim. The Gra says that Hakol Kol Yaakov Ayadami De Esav. If you look in the Torah, Hakol Kol Kol, the first Kol is spelled without a Vav, and the second Kol is spelled with a Vav. So one Kol is spelled Male with a Vav, and one Kol is spelled Chaser without a Vav. Says the Vilna Gaon, because every Jew has two Kolos. Kol Kol Yaakov. We have the Kol Chaser. We have the broken Kol. We have the lack. The kol that's lacking, that's tefillah. You can't daven if I feel I'm perfect and I have everything and I'm shalem. Right? I can't daven that way because I'm mole, right? I have to have chaser, to feel a lack. But then we have the kol mole, the proud kol, the full kol, the kol of Torah. We stand up straight and we're proud of Asher Bachar Banim, Mikol Amim, and Asalonas Taroso. That's a kol kol Yaakov, the kol mole and the kol chaser. Those are the two. So then he continues after quoting that Gra, and he quotes from the Rokeach, who says, right, why is it that in the Parshas HaMoadim, in Perech Achav Gimel, or so in Emar, right, we have all the Moadim, and smack in the middle of Shavuos, right, we go from Shabbos, and then we have, right, what do we have? Pesach first, right, well, Pesach, and then Shavuos, and then the middle of Shavuos is, right, with the Matnas Aniyim, and then we go on to, right, all the other, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. What are Matnas Aniyim doing in the middle of Shavuos? Right, what are they doing there? So, the Pasuk says, La'aniva la'ger tazovotam. So, one of the Pshat, so the Rokeach says it's a remez. It's a remez. Ani and ger is a remez to David and Moshe. La'ani v'la'ger ta'azovotam. Right, different ways to say it. He quotes, "Koy al David ha'ani shabami rus hager." Remember, la Moshe la niv la ger tozavotam. So one reference is to the ger is rus. So David Melech is ani. He's poor in lineage from rus. Or Moshe Rabbeinu is also la niv la ger tozavotam because Moshe Rabbeinu is anav mikal adam. And he married, you know, Tzipora. You could say Ani is Anav, and that's Moshe, and Ger is from David HaMelech. Either way, Ani Ger, right, leaving it, those two, Tazovotam, leave the ultimate Geula, for them. Either way, Ani Ger is a reference to David and Moshe, but I thought he doesn't connect it explicitly, but you could say that those are the two kolos of a Jew. The two kolos of a kol of Torah and kol of Tefillah, who personifies those kolos in Tanakh? Right, so David HaMelech is the call of Tefillah, right? Almost all of Tefillah comes from David, and who personifies Torah, obviously Moshe Rabbeinu. So La'aniv la'ger tazovotam, but that's the pasuk that's being quoted here. Okay, so we have Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about the Machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What's the source of Beis Shammai? We compare Hefker to Matnas Aniyim. What's the source of Beis Hillel? We compare Hefker to Shmita. So now the Gemara says, what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? Right, what does each one do? So, Ma Mekayimin Beis Hillel Tamon de Beis Shammai. What does Beis Hillel do with the Beis Shammai Pasuk? Right, the Beis Shammai Pasuk of La'aniv la'ger ta'azov. So, ta'azov otam miyut. So, he darshins the word otam as an exclusionary word. Right, but the Pasuk says by Matnas Aniyim, osam them, miyut, zu la'aniyim lo la'ashirim. This one, Matnas Aniyim, could be just for the poor and not for the rich. Ava mashanemra, but makam acher, ben la'aniyim, ben la'ashirim. But what's mentioned elsewhere, meaning hefker, that has to be for both. So that's how it's an exclusionary word. Don't compare it to Matnas Aniyim. And the same thing the opposite way. What does Beis Shammai do with Beis Hillel's parallel to Shemitah? Tishmetena unatashta. You shall make it ownerless. So miyat again, zeh, bein l'aniyim ein l'ashirim. Zeh, this Shemitah is for l'aniyim ein l'ashirim. Aval masha ne'emar, b'makam acher, l'aniyim aval lo l'ashirim. But what's said and mentioned elsewhere, hefker, that could just be for aniyim, and it doesn't have to be for shirim. So, machlokes, again, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and we explain what each one does with the pasuk. So, if you think about Beis Hillel, right, Beis Hillel is what we paskin. So what's the source for Beis Hillel? How does Beis Hillel know that Hefker has to be Bein Lani and Bein Lashir? So either A, Reish Lakish says, because it's compared to Shemitah. Rabbi Yochanan says, because there's an exclusion. Osam, by Matnas Aniyim. Only these are Laniyim below Lashirim, but general, it can't be just Laniyim and not for Ashirim. Says the Gemara, Amar Biavin, Lishan, Masnisa, Masaila, Rishim, and Lakish. The language of the Mishnah sounds like Reish Lakish. Right? Because what does Beis Hillel say in the Mishnah? Right, it's not hefker unless it's to all kishmita. Achi yafker av lashirim kishmita. Right, and until it's like shmita. So therefore, the language of the Mishnah points in the direction of the source of Beis Hillel. The hefker of shmita itself, as we know, is a huge topic. The hefker of shmita that we're comparing it to. Right, that's the chakira of the Minchas Chinuch. It's machlokas earlier. They quoted it as machlokas between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. But it's the Minchas Chinuch really brings it out, right? Mitzvah Pei Dalid. Mitzvah Pei Dalid. Minchas Chinuch wonders. We know that Shemitah's fruit are hefker. Does that mean, to use his language, hefker akakafta afkata de gavra or afkata de malka? Does Hashem make it hefker or do I make it hefker? That's two understandings of the Achronim with many nafgamina. Right? What if I'm screaming and I don't make it hefker? Right? I'm violating an Avera for sure. What if I lock up my field? I'm violating an Avera. But am I violating an Avera because it's not hefker, or it is hefker, but I'm just not letting anybody in? Right? That's nafgamina. The Minchas Chinuch says, what about women? What about women? Does Hashem make, if Hashem makes it hefker, then it should apply to men's fields and women's fields. Right? Because afkata de malka. But if it's a personal, hefker, then where do we have a source that women have to do this mitzvah? It says Zman Grama. We don't have a special limit anywhere in Shas that women have to do this mitzvah. So Mistame might be a Zman Grama and they wouldn't have to be mafkarit. Right? Nafkamina for women, nafkamina for, a goy. What about, a goy's field? That's the discussion of the, Beis Yosef and the Mabit. What happens to the goy's field? That's known as Afkata de Malka, Afkata de Gavra. If he wasn't, what about women? What about a field of a Cherishot of a Katan? Right? A big discussion in the Achronim. If you look in Rav Asher Weiss's Sefer on Shemitah, he says it's hard to believe, and this is what classic Rav Asher Weiss. He takes a chakira of the Achronim and says, it's hard to believe that this is a chakira with 10 different nafkaminas. Because it has to be A. Right? It has to be this sad, and you have to explain all the other nafkaminas as a machlokas about something else. Right? Here, and he quotes, he's right, it's hard to say that it's not afkata de malka. Hashem makes an afker. You have to say that. And he quotes, Arai, he quotes from his son-in-law. He says, we don't find anywhere that in Shas or Chazal, when do you have to be mafkaret? Like, right before Shemitah? Right, when Shemitah starts, you can't be mafkaret, davar shel bala olam. So when is it yours? You don't find any evidence about when you're supposed to be mafkaret. You're supposed to leave the field open, that's true, but that's not being mafkir. So you don't find any evidence that you positively have to be mafkirit, right? Or we'll learn by some Mishnah in Kilayim. The Mishnah in Kilayim says if I plant Kilayim during Shemitah, the tfua doesn't become usr. Because ein adam osur davar shena shalom. So there I'm planting in the field. And it says it doesn't become usr of Kilayim. Because ein adam osur davar shena shalom. That means it's not mine. It's automatically not mine. Or the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you close up your field, you're mevatel a mitzvah. He doesn't say it's not hefker. It doesn't say it's not hefker. It says you're mevatel a mitzvah. It sounds like it is hefker, but you're just mevatel a mitzvah of tishmetenu and atashta. So there's a lot of, work in terms of this type of hybrid, that it's afkata de malka with afkata de gavra. It's a little of both, that you have to do your own hefker, along with the hefker of the Torah. But either way, it's somehow hefker, and that's what Beis Hillel compares hefker in general to. Right? And that's what we hold. Right? It's like Shemitah, that's the language of the Mishnah. And again, all the halachas of the Rambam The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim quotes all of the halachas relating to Hefker. I think we read this a week or so ago, the various halachas. But he paskins, Ma'o Hefker, Shiyomar Adam Nechazim Elo Hefker Lakol. Right, Hefker Lakol. And the Rambam paskins, Hamafker Laniyim Avalola Ashirim, Eino Hefker Shiyafker Lakol, Kishmita. Right, the Rambam quotes the language that we have of the Mishnah. Okay, let's continue. Says the, again, there's more Rambam there, but we'll continue for now. Hefker lebehema avalola adam. If somebody says, it's hefker for animals, but not for people. Lagoyim avalola Yisrael. It's only hefker for non-Jews and not for Jews. La'ashim avalola aniyim. If it's only hefker for rich and not for poor, divri akol in hefker or hefker. Then even Beishamai would agree it doesn't work. Because remember, what does Beishamai require? It has to be similar to matnas aniyim. So matnas aniyim has to be only to the poor. If it's only to the rich, or only to animals, or only to goyim, that's not similar to manas aniyim, so it's nothing. So it's not hefker at all. But the other way, la adam avalol behema, what if it's for all people, but not for animals? You make it hefker for all people, and not for animals. Which is, by the way, one of the days in Tosfos. One of the days in Tosfos, I think, in a few places, but Metzia and elsewhere, when they look for, you know, what are you going to do for Omer, right, for the carbon of Omer, you have to make sure you have grain growing. But if during Shemitah, if it's all hefker, it's all gonna, you know, get eaten up and taken. So Bezi used to put guards for certain fields that they're gonna designate. That's gonna be for the Omer. But the question is, how could you guard it? It's Shemitah. How could you, you know, keep it, you know, guard it? There's a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that Shomer is even Asur. But how could you guard it? So one of the days in Tosfos is, you're only guard, it's still hefker for the animals. It's not hefker for people. So that's also a little bit hefker, because it's still enough hefker for this halacha. So here, what about the opposite? It's for people, but animals can't get it. Yisrael, or I forgot the exact lashon. Maybe it's for people, but you could tell people that it's for the omer. But it's not mafker. You're going to guard it from animals. I forgot the exact lashon of Tosfos, but Tosfos makes the chiluk between animals and people in that context. So what happens here? You make it hefker for people. Yisrael goyim for all Jews. La niye osa ha'ir v'lo la niye eracheres. And the way the Ma'ara Fulda and others explain this means, no, you made it hefker for everybody, but the motivation why you did that was because of the poor people you saw in your community. But according to this, all this would be hefker even for rich and for poor. So tiflukta Rabbi Yochanan v'shem Elokash, that would depend on what your reason is, right? What the reason for Beis Hillel? Would Beis Hillel agree here? Remember, what was the machlokas? Rabbi Yochanan v'shem Elokash within Beis Hillel. Rabbi Shlokash said, what's the reason for Beis Hillel? Similar to Perish Mita. Reish Lakish, it's an exclusion. It's not like Matnas Aniyim. Matnas Aniyim is only for Aniyim, but everything else could be Hefker, only if it was for Ashir. So, I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan, Hefker or Hechar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it would be Hefker, because it includes rich and poor. It includes rich and poor, so it's not similar to Lekat Shechad Peah, so it's good enough. I'll die to Rishim Ben Lakish, in Hefker Hefker. According to Rishim Ben Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, it wouldn't be Hefker, because it's limited. It's not similar to Shemitah. It's not similar to Shemitah. Shemitah, it's hefker to everybody, to behemoths and to everything. Amar Rabbi Law, Beferish Pligin Rabbi Law says, you don't have to come up with inferences. We have a Beferish. Rabbi Yochan Amar, Hefker or Hefker, Rabbi Shemitah Lakash Amar, Ein Hefker or Hefker. So we have Beferish, this halacha. Interesting discussion. There is a Ran. The Ran in Psachim. The Ran in Psachim discusses, in the context of Bittel Chametz, the Ran says that you cannot do hefker al yidei shliach. That's a machlokas rishonim. And the achronim work hard to figure out, why wouldn't you be able to do hefker? You could sell something with a shliach. You could get married through a shliach. Why wouldn't you be able to do hefker through a shliach? So it's fascinating suggestions given by the achronim. The Beis Yosef says, well, the Rambam says hefker is like a neder. You can't take a neder with a shliach. I can take a neder myself. I can't make a neder through a shliach. So maybe that's why you can't do it through a shliach. The Yad HaMelech, one of the achronim on the Rambam, says, hefker has to be, according to Beis Hillel, hefker lakol. What does lakol mean? Everybody except the owner. It's hefker to the whole world. But if a shliach is doing the hefker, then he's acting in place of the Baal, so it can't be hefker to him, because he is the owner. So there's one person in the world that's not hefker to. So that's why you can't do it through a shliach, because the shliach himself is going to be excluded from the hefker. Interesting. If you say others say the Chazon Yecheskel, if Yecheskel Abramsky says, well, if you look at, getting back to what we said before, if hefker is a siluk, not a haknaah, kinyanim you can do through a shliach, but removing your bailus, maybe that's something more personal, right? You can't make somebody else a shliach to remove your bialis from something. That's something personal that you have to do, they have to do yourself. All suggestions for, that run. Again, many Rishonim, you know, argue on that run. Right? If you say bitul chametz is hefker, like some of the Rishonim seem to say, then could you do, that's the context of the run. Could you do bitul chametz through a shliach? Right? Bitul chametz. Let's say the father's not going to be home, so he tells his son, I'm going to work this morning, go make sure to do bitul for me. Right? Could that work? Or everybody should do their own bittul. So, Aydi Shliach. So, if you, depending what bittul chametz is. But again, this is some of the suggestions about Hefker, Al Yedei Shliach. Again, that, just to add, that Siluk approach could be, you're not doing anything in the object. It's just about you, not the object. So, if it's about you, then maybe it's not subject to Shlichus. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. But Hashem, we'll pick up with Omer Rabbi Avin next time as we continue talking about what about a hefker for only a certain amount of time, right? That's the next discussion. This is where a lot of the hefker discussion is because that's what the Mishnah brought up, the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, we'll stop here.